The friends and family of an Australian journalist detained in China are urgently trying to arrange legal representation for her. Cheng Lei, a well-known presenter for the Chinese government's English TV channel, CGTN, was detained about 3 weeks ago, but the federal government's only confirmed her detention late last night. Her family says it's hoping for a satisfactory and timely resolution, as China correspondent Bill Birtles reports from Beijing.
My name is Cheng Lei. I'm a TV anchor based in Beijing, China, and this is my story.
Up until a few weeks ago, Australian Cheng Lei was one of the faces of the Chinese government's main English television news channel.
I studied commerce at the University of Queensland in sunny Brisbane.
As a presenter on CGTN for the past 8 years, she was trusted by China's government to anchor coverage of major political events.
Australian education and Australian cultures and values are all enmeshed together. And that means a lot of respect for freedom, a lot of respect for creativity, individuality.
But friends say she stopped replying to messages in mid-August, and speculation grew when her employer deleted her profile page and videos of her stories from the CGTN website. In a statement, the Foreign Minister Maurice Payne confirmed Cheng Lei has been detained, saying, "Formal notification was received on the 14th of August from Chinese authorities of her detention. Australian officials had an initial consular visit with Ms. Cheng at a detention facility via video link on the 27th of August and will continue to provide assistance and support to her and her family." Cheng Lei is well known and respected in the Australian community in Beijing. She has regularly emceed events run by the Business Chamber and the Australian Embassy. Close friends say they have no idea why she would be targeted. It's rare but not unheard of for state media figures to fall foul of authorities. She's now under what's called residential surveillance at a designated location, a euphemism for detention. In previous cases, Chinese investigators have been able to interrogate suspects for up to 6 months before they even formally arrest or charge them. In sensitive cases, lawyers have also been barred from accessing their clients. Cheng Lei is a mother of two young children who are with her family in Melbourne. The family issued a statement saying,
"We are in close consultation with the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade and doing everything we can as a family to support Cheng Lei. In China, due process will be observed, and we look forward to a satisfactory and timely conclusion to the matter. We ask that you respect that process and understand that there will be no further comment at this time."
Cheng Lei is the second Australian currently detained in Beijing. A Chinese-Australian writer and former Chinese government employee, Yang Hongjun, has been held for 19 months without access to lawyers on suspicion of espionage. In July, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade changed its travel advice for China, warning Australians are at a heightened risk of arbitrary detention. The ABC has contacted China's foreign ministry for comment on Ms. Cheng's case. So far, there's been none. This is Bill Birtles in Beijing, reporting for AM.